The seven-point oral tradition of cause and effect is one of the most effective methods for generating the Bodhi mind. But in order to utilize it, we must first develop the smooth mind of equanimity. Our present attitudes towards others are rough and inconsistent. We regard some with affection and wish them happiness, others with indifference to their happiness and sufferings, and others we dislike and hope that they come to sorrow. This discriminating mind cannot meditate effectively on love and compassion without casting these into a discriminating perspective. Any sense of the Bodhi mind that arises will be unbalanced and easily disturbed. Therefore, as a preliminary to using the method of the seven-point oral tradition of cause and effect, we must train the mind in the meditations that develop equanimity. Quote, as a preliminary to all seven of these meditations, one must make the mind level by means of meditation upon equanimity for all sentient beings. If the mind sees some beings as dear, some as alien, and some as neutral, it is not sufficiently mature. It will not be able to meditate upon all beings as having been one's own mother. If the mind has no equanimity, any love or compassion generated will be biased and unbalanced. Therefore, one must first practice equanimity meditation. Begin this by visualizing various neutral people, those who have neither harmed nor helped you in this life. From their side, each of them wants only happiness and does not want suffering. From your side, each one of them is like a member of your family and has been your father and mother in many previous lives. Think, in some lives I've held them dear and have helped them, whereas in others I've held them as alien and have harmed them. This is hardly correct. I should meditate now in order to generate an attitude of equanimity for them all. End of quote.